Hello everyone and welcome to JFG tonight. Thank you so much for being here tonight. So much has happened. I'm very tired today. I've received a lot of things today and I'm speaking to you guys through a new hardware. So I would very much like to know, how do you experience my voice under this new hardware? It is the MDX 2600. Perhaps the sound volume is a little low right now. I'm going to do adjustments during the show, but give me some feedback on the regular chat. MDX 2600, the main purpose of this is to allow me to yell in the mic, and it intelligently downs the volume when it detects that you speak louder. So instead of having the full range where sometimes you have difficulty hearing me and sometimes I'm yelling and the mic is popping, it really gets back to the same volume level no matter what happens. So let's try it. 10x, motherfuckers! See, normally you would probably be ear raped for me yelling that hard. How was it? I think it was good. I was looking at the volume levels. It seems that I haven't raped your ears. And I yelled the strongest I could. So basically, you're not going to get ear raped anymore. That was a piece of equipment. It's only $200 Canadian. It's cheap. Now, there are people who invest up to $3,000 on a compressor because the fans of radio host voice, they think that there's something magical about certain types of diode based compressors. They think it adds something very unique. I'm sure it does, but at $200 versus $3,000, I'm gonna go for the $200, and this one does the job that I want. Okay, maybe the diode-based compressor does something very magical that gives a unique touch. But what I was looking for is a hardware compressor, an expander. So it has three things. It has an expander. So the expander is just a complex gate. So instead of just being on and off, it's more like a compressor. It's like a knee that softens the opening of the mic. So this allows me also to make noise with my mouth between my sentences, like, and you shouldn't hear any of it. You maybe have heard some of it because I was getting loud at some point, but it cuts away most of those. So that's the job of the expander. And then there's a de-esser, a peak limiter, and the compressor. So all of this together is meant to give you a better experience. I've been receiving so many things in the mail, including what Styx told me to buy. Azomite. 1.8 kilos of azomite, which should be able to enrich my garden, my full garden, maybe just a part of it. I don't know yet how much I will use per square foot. But it's the first time in my life that I come out of a debate that was so productive that I actually end up buying a product that was recommended by my opponent. Azomite, it is a type of special rock from Utah, which is being mined, and it seems to have many trace elements that are needed by plants. And Styx told me, Jeff, I swear, your plants will grow 2 times bigger with this. So I'm looking for this kind of improvement. I would love to see my garden suddenly become twice more productive. I have my doubts, but it's very interesting because you can see the composition says 0.002. So basically, it's a fertilizer that gives everything else than what the regular fertilizers give. Because the regular fertilizers are all about these three numbers. But this gives you things like selenium. I don't have it on the label here, but the label is on the internet. It gives things like selenium and the kind of rare elements that you just need a little bit of it. But if you don't have that little bit, your plants are in trouble. I can't wait to use this, but I don't think I will be using this year, because I want to give a full year of what does my garden look like without azomite. And then next year it will be the full azomite experiment. I will cover a part of my garden with it. Nicholas Petris says, sounding very nice overall. I'm happy about this because I had to, whenever you add a piece of hardware like this, it destabilizes all of your other levels. So I had to work a lot today to adjust everything to this new reality and the new levels. But I think I've reached something good. And the third thing I received in the mail, I have received my experimental radiator, which hopefully I can put together within a couple of days and report the result of the experiment here on the show, where I'm trying to set up a do-it-yourself condition air system based on pumping water from the soil. Because I realized that the water that comes out of my tap this summer, in the full heat of summer, the water that comes out of my tap is at 11 degrees Celsius. That is cold water. It is almost refrigerated water. And it comes for free just because water is cold in nature where we pump it. So I thought I need to make an AC out of this. An AC that costs zero in electricity other than just the price of pumping the water, which should be negligible. I'm looking at cooling my house with this, and I will report all of the measures that I do. I have thermometers. I will connect smart plugs on it so that I can run it in different modes. What if I put 1 minute of water, 5 minutes of ventilation? How much heat can I get out of the room and into the water and then get rid of the water? I can't wait to see what happens with this. And also, as part of this, I realized today by seeing the radiator that I had to learn plumbing, but the soldering type of plumbing. So today I bought all of the material to become a solderer plumber, because I had done a course on PEX plumbing here on the show. I gave you everything I knew about PEX plumbing, and basically it allows doing much things. But at this point, for this experiment, I need to, just because of the nature of the tubes that come into the radiator, I have no other choice than to learn soldering, which I will learn, and I will report on this. I will also give a course on the soldering side of plumbing in this show. ASD says, did you know Styx was vaxxed? He mentioned it on one episode, then afterwards he said he wasn't. Well, I'm not aware of any of this. I'm not the kind of guy who will criticize. You have to push me for me to take something of your personal life. I think it's a personal decision. And I wouldn't mock people who have been vaccinated. Many of them were forced in this path. So no, I wouldn't bring it against him unless he started laughing at me for my own choices. Then I would, in a debate. But I don't see the point of, given that it's a complex reality, you know, having the vax doesn't mean you back the vax, doesn't mean you support it. It may mean that you have been extorted, and I'm not going to mock a victim of a crime. Nitch says, are all your pipes protected from winter freezing? Do you drain certain ones before freezing? That's what I intend to do. Maybe not a super drain, but just leave them open and remove a little bit of the volume of water. I don't have particular protections against freezing. My protection is I use PEX pipes when I'm outside, and I'm going to see if the PEX doesn't survive the winter, I'm going to get some other things. Perhaps I could change the type of pipe I use, or I could bury them further under the ground. So I'm not I'm not worried about any of this. Grapes Coda says, welding is when two pieces of metal are melted together. Soldering is when a metal coating is applied to join them. Okay, well, I don't know exactly which one is it, but the one that you do for plumbing, that's the one I'm going to learn. I didn't know there was this subtle difference between the two words. And yet my father was a welder, was a solder. He was a specialist of enormous pipes that can bring water to a full city, like a big city like Montreal, New York. He was an expert at joining these pipes together. We're talking about pipes so big that if this is the size of the pipe, you could drive a pickup truck and it would be small like this in the pipe. The pickup truck could just roll into the pipe. So that was the kind of pipes that my father was producing. He was also making smaller pipes. Dabting Thomas, and those pipes are, they were, my understanding is it was a cylinder of steel or something like this, then covered in cement. There was a technique where they were rolling the steel and they were adding layers of cement to it, and eventually you ended up with a cement outside but a steel inside. But he never taught me soldering per se, so I will be training myself in his way after his death, and it's okay. Sometimes I don't think that soldering is a skill that a father has to teach to their child, but I think it could be necessary. Dabting Thomas says, JF, don't radiators or your inverse version require you to blow air around the cold or hot pipes? Exactly. So that's why I have bought two smart plugs. One of them will be controlling the circulation of water in the radiator. Another of them will be controlling a fan, a box fan, fixed to the radiator. So there will be air blowing toward the radiator to maximize the heat transfer. And I will do various settings. I will try, well, what if I make water circulate for 10 seconds? And then I use the fan for 5 minutes to get the heat inside the water. And then I change the water. I will be measuring all of this so that at the end of it, you guys will be able to reproduce the best version of what I will have discovered. It's very exciting. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the regular chat. Odyssey is my favorite platform to receive super chats and support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. By the way, how are the moments where I cough? If I forget to shut down the microphone and I cough, like, is it better than usual or is it the same? I'm realizing that the volume needed some adjustment. I'm adjusting live as we are dealing with this new reality. There was a Gab post that was talking about a subject that we talked about somewhat in the Ask Me Anything on this show. Someone was saying, not everyone should just join a trade, but we need people to be schooled, be in the city so that they can exert influence. This was contrasted with the type who are just running away to the country and having a homestead. It's a good thought that if you are capable and smart and have gifts that could influence the society, that you shouldn't think it's better to be pigeonholed into being a plumber. However, I really don't think that's happening. I don't think young conservative men who are super smart are being discouraged from becoming powerful and influential by the micro dirty jobs type thinking. Exactly. I think this is the right reading. Giving encouragement to your child to discover plumbing or manual labor of any kind, to develop knowledge in this domain, will not oppress him from becoming an influential politician if that's what he wants to become. But the chances, the probabilities that he will become a politician or someone who will influence society are extremely small. So you might as well prepare him for the largest probabilities. And then anyways, it's not interference. I've never heard of someone who would tell me, JF, I would have become a politician or I would have become a doctor, but unfortunately my father trained me at plumbing. It doesn't exist. And so I think that's the right reading. You don't lose anything by considering the option of dirty jobs. The main concern of encouraging most people into a trade is that 95% of young men likely will not ever have any level of influence or power. I would say it's like 99%, 99.999. Just because of skill disparities and the Pareto principle. Those people who would probably be better off avoiding college and not getting indoctrinated, wasting their time and getting in a mountain of debt. I believe that 95% of men will only ever have a sphere of influence over their own home and possibly their own local church, and even less likely their own city or county. It's a total LARP to say that I really have any say over how culture is going to shake out in the next 5 years. But what I do have is an influence over my home. Lord willing, my children will have lots of grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I am an intelligent, college-educated man with a fairly high IQ, yet I have no skills that would lend to influencing the culture at a national level or probably even in a state or city level. If I were to pick up and move back to a big liberal city to help the cause, to try and right the ship, I would not really have anything to contribute. I'm not going to go be a campaign staffer or work for the government. I don't have that sort of influence. And like 95% of young men in America, I really don't have any way to directly help. It's not necessarily a defeatist attitude. It's just a realization that I need to do the best job within my sphere of influence. But I can multiply myself by 5. I can raise up 5 strong Christian warriors for Jesus Christ. We all have different gifts and different lots in life, and very few of them involve affecting direct change in the culture outside of your home and church. I totally agree with this. Go away, says JF. I grew up without a father and in an environment around university types. I wish I had someone in my life that made me realize a trade was an option for me instead of wasting years half-heartedly attempting university until I finally dropped out. Okay, that's a terrible story. Go away. I'm sad to hear this. And look at what you've become on top of it. A troll of a small show chat on Odyssey. I mean, it's a lot to take. It's a lot to take, and I sympathize with you. Go away. Kind of a pathetic life. Convoy organizer Tamara Litch again granted bail. Judge sets aside lower court's previous decision. But I think there were issues around she didn't want to... Well, they were telling her that she couldn't have contacts with certain people, and she didn't want her freedom of speech to be abolished, and she wanted to continue speaking with these people. And for this reason, they had brought her back into the jail. So this is the trucker convoy organizer. Thankfully, she is now liberated, because people were pointing out that for the crimes that she's being pursued for, prosecuted for, she probably served more than the time that she would get as a punishment. So it's good to see that she is now free, but it's too bad that the Canadian justice system is... the presumption of innocence doesn't exist. I was reading that basically more than 70% of people in prison in Canada have not been found guilty yet. And so people serve their time before the finding of guilt. That's offensive to me. Dead Star says, if you watch this beta JF, you're probably a beta as well. Bro. Don't forget, I can now yell in the mic. And I will not hesitate to yell at you, Dead Star, if you continue insulting me. China tried to build a spy network inside the Fed, threatened to kidnap Fed economist. Based move by China? It's like, why is China attacking the Fed? It seems that this would liberate Americans, basically, of the control by the Fed. China tried to place a network of informants over the course of a decade. Over 10 years, Fed employees were offered contracts with Chinese talent recruitment programs, often including cash payments, in exchange for providing information on the U.S. economy and interest rate changes. Wow. Why is China never interested at coming in my field? You know, I'm a biologist. Why is China not trying to buy me? I came up with the revolutionary phenotype, China. Send me some money, please. I would like to get these Chinese talent recruitment programs. I can give you all the info you need about the phenotypic revolution. Ukraine issues blacklist of Russian propagandists, includes U.S. senator and prominent journalist. The Ukrainian government has published a list of politicians with claims promote Russian propaganda, and look as who's on there. Republican Senator Rand Paul and former Representative Tulsi Gabbard. You have got to be kidding me. They made the dream of Hillary Clinton true. Because Hillary Clinton's dream, you'll remember in the 2016 election, the primary that led to this election, or no, it wasn't even 2016. It was the primary that led to Joe Biden winning for the Democrats. So it was for the 2020 election. And Hillary Clinton had said, I have the impression that there are some people who are trying to become the candidate for the Democrats that are a little too warm to Russia. And she was, of course, talking about Tulsi Gabbard. So here now you have the slaves of the U.S. deep state, Ukraine, of course, because they're constantly receiving money from the U.S. And now they are making the delusions of Hillary Clinton a fact of international diplomacy. So now Hillary Clinton can come back, and the Hillary Clinton-like people can come back later and say, see, Tulsi Gabbard, we told you, she's an asset of Russia. Even Ukraine says it. Absolutely clownish and ridiculous. basically, if you're not on the side of the warmongering machine of America, which right now somehow has decided that it was in line with their interest to fund this ridiculous war with Russia on the side of Ukraine, then they will go at you with these false claims. US actually sold 6 million barrels from SPR to Hunter Biden-tied China firm. The Biden administration has sold nearly 6 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve to an entity tied with the Chinese Communist Party, records show. So a couple of days ago, there was a denial that this had been going on. There was initially a claim that this had been going on. And now the records of the Department of Energy, they have awarded 3 crude oil contracts with a combined value of roughly $464 million to Unipec America, the U.S. trading arm of Chinese state-owned oil company Sinopec. So they don't care. They deny it, but it's true. They really don't care about their denial not being true. Pineapple Platypotamus says, oh, the Odyssey app won't play with my phone screen off. Now also. Okay, well, you should contact hello@odyssey.com. They are very responsive. I told them that yesterday there was a bug which kept me from banning people of the chat. That was shocking yesterday because I really wanted to ban someone. And it turned out I had to use an indirect way because it wasn't readily showing. And it turns out that it was a bug that was only affecting creators. It wasn't affecting our mods. So our mods were able to ban the spammers yesterday. But I had to use a detour and visit their webpage and block them from there. But apparently it was a real bug. Odyssey has thanked me for reporting that bug and they sent me 200 LBC. It's so amazing. Such a different attitude than YouTube. YouTube, you cannot speak to them. If there was a bug, they would deny it. They wouldn't chat with you. They wouldn't do anything about it. But Odyssey, I write an email to them and they're like, oh yeah, you just found a real bug. It's affecting everyone. And their CEO sends me 200 LBC. That's so amazing. So amazing to have receptivity. Human beings. That was the whole idea of the internet. The inside story of how John Roberts failed to save abortion rights. Well, this whole article claims that they have insight, new details obtained by CNN provide insight into the high-stakes internal abortion rights drama. And they claim basically that Roberts was on the verge of reaching some compromise that would have kept some Roe v. Wade abortion types of rights across America. But that eventually the leak is what changed everyone's attitude and led to a kind of split. I don't think that's even true. I think we were headed toward this. The leak has only cemented a difference that probably pre-existed all of it. I don't think that the leak is as important as people make it to be. Ultimately, the leak happened after the opinion was already written, so I don't think it changed anything. And this is one of the most horrible things, and Forex Shark was saying, oh my god, that's horrible. It's what I titled with today. Biden considering student loan payment pause just in time for the midterms. With President Biden's approval ratings flirting with utter darkness, Bloomberg reports that the administration is mulling a scheme to pause student loan repayments as well as forgiving $10,000 in student loan debt. And this shows everything that's wrong with democracy, everything that's wrong with the state, because you have here a big injustice. It's the injustice of reimbursing debt that was basically a way for the state to inflate the education domain, which didn't deserve, by the standard of the free market, didn't deserve to grow as much as it has grown. It has basically been inflated artificially with special funding of the state. And the state gave itself special rights of collection on anyone who would have student debt and would go bankrupt, which is that your student debt follows you forever until you die. And on top of it, when you reimburse student debt, like $10,000, you are punishing those people who have not gotten student debt, and you're punishing people who have already reimbursed their student debt. So you're really injecting money at the bottom of society to people who were irresponsible in their decision making. That is a horrible way to approach a capitalistic society. And on top of it, this is being done to buy votes. Their goal is to motivate students to go vote for the Democrat Party. Horrible. Horrible because it's bribery, as DK Shadow points out. It's injustice done for the purpose of winning an election. Guy from V says, the system is blowing up. Who cares at this point? Well, of course, yeah. I agree with you. It's not like this is the straw that will break the camel's back. The camel is already dead. Crazy Catman says, technically, the internet was invented as a way to maintain communication during war by allowing traffic to follow any available path by DARPA. The spirit of the internet is, as you say, about open communication for all. Yes, I understand this. When I'm talking about the original internet, I'm talking about the internet from 1995 to 2000. And eventually even to 2010 and the beginning of social media. This is the golden age of the internet. 1995 to 2010, 2011. Go away, says JF. But JF, I was only 18 when I took out my student loan. A mere child, I was taken advantage of. I need justice. Well, you were taken advantage of, but what we have to do is stop this from happening. Stop the taking advantage of, not reward it with further loans to the new generation while we give them the clear impression that, yeah, this debt doesn't really exist, because one day one Democrat is going to need some vote and this debt will suddenly disappear. John Rich has come out with a song called Progress. And it's a cowboy song, country type of song, where basically he complains against the left. I think it's relatively based. I think it's very, you know, it's a cheap commercial song, okay? But I think he's covering important points in there. And I listened to the song earlier, but I just don't remember what's the rhythm of it. But it's like, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Okay, I'm going to ban someone from the regular chat. Let's see. There you go. They have now re-enabled my ability to ban. Is that wonderful? It took me a while to realize stick your progress. I mean, when I read the word stick, I thought, okay, so he's going to be sticking it up your ass in some form. But then he started saying where the sun don't shine, and I was like, where is that? Is that Oklahoma? Is that California? Is that Florida? No, the sun shines on every American state. What the fuck is this? And then I realized, oh, the sun don't shine in the asshole, basically. So he's saying, stick your progress in your asshole where the sun don't shine. Okay, I got it after thinking about it a little bit. There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be. And Old Glory is divided on fire in the street. So a reference to BLM. They say building back better will make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say. And then the refrain. Interesting. It gets a little hotter, you know. Of course, still very mainstream, but he is talking about demographics. You have to credit him for this. They invite the whole world to come live in our land and leave our countrymen dying in Afghanistan. They say, let go of Jesus and let government save. You can have back your freedoms if you do what we say. Take your progress. The refrain continues. They shut down our pipelines and they shut down our voices. They shut down our main streets and they shut down our choices. So there's a lot in there. I mean, the choices, that's the vaccine. The main streets, that's the shutdowns and the attack on the economy made by the health experts. The pipelines, that's the environmentalism. And shut down our voices, that's the question of free speech. Those are beautifully simple words to make a whole square around what has been the program of the Democrats for the last couple of years. Beautifully said, you know, voices, choices, it rhymes, simple words, but it evokes a lot. There's been a lot of oppression. They bent us all over. Maybe a reference to homosexuality and the Brokeback Mountain, I don't know. But it's all over now, because we figured it out. We ain't backing down. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Great. And he wants to market this as, you know, a song that most artists couldn't make and that the industry would punish him for that kind of stuff, but that since he's a well-known star and he can do it, he's going to do it. I think it's great. I've seen him on Timcast. I've learned about him a little bit when he went on Timcast. Didn't cross my mind to ever care about a country celebrity, but he's an interesting guy. A simple, basic American right-winger who you would expect to engage in country singing. Guy from V, last warning. I don't want to be supervising the chat for TOS violations. Stu Peters reports on Gab, I have been permanently banned from using eBay with no explanation. The only thing I've ever purchased on eBay was a baseball glove for my son. Stu Peters, I don't know the guy much. I think he's a guy who talks about the vaccine. But he's been very oppressed. He's been banned from so many things. And now being banned from eBay, that's like eBay. The fact that eBay exists still is the problem, because eBay has been outcompeted on all fronts. It is not a place to be anymore. It is a place of inefficiency and crappy products and crappy experience and crappy website also. So I don't think it's going to be hard on him. I think you can very well survive without eBay, but it made me think about how eBay was such a revolution back in the days. It's like, oh yeah, I can sell this old book that I have in my second floor, and It's all wrecked up. It's all torn apart. So I'm going to set it $299 instead of $599. And people were buying crap from each other. And they were paying way too much shipping for exchanging things that just weren't worth it. And it all became very painful, I find. But I don't know, maybe there are still people using it. Dino Legovic says, 2005, eBay was cutting edge, never used it myself. I may have used it back in the days, very early. Had some experience with using it, but I don't remember what I've purchased. WH sends $25. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, keep up the great work, JF. Thank you very much. Russia will now help Ukrainians get rid of regime, Lavrov says. Russia has for the first time stated as among its ultimate war aims, achieving regime change in Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said in Sunday remarks, which were publicized Monday, that Moscow will help the Ukrainian people get rid of the regime in Kiev. That's very interesting. I don't know if we should take him at his word. We will see. We will see if they have... What are they willing to put behind this promise? Because I don't know if they have the means to do this, given that they haven't successfully invaded Kiev. It seems that Zelensky will continue receiving whatever amount of money needed to keep an impression of a living Ukrainian state, no matter what the cost is. It seems that the US are willing to pour as much resources as needed for this to happen. So I think we're going to end up with inevitably a split of Ukraine at some point where Russia cannot progress further. I was surprised today because this is discourse that I used to say in, you know, we were raising the alarm in 2016, 2017 on the internet about anti-white attitudes and crimes. And I never knew, you know, this was so revolutionary that many of us got banned for saying these things, got ignored by the social world, got mob canceled. The concept of an anti-white crime or the fact that there is anti-white behavior in society was highly contested by the left. But surprisingly, today there's a tweet of the NYPD hate crimes account that seems to be an official account of the New York Police Department that seems to acknowledge that there is such a thing as anti-white hate crimes. Arrest, assault. Thanks to a tip, detectives followed up and arrested two juveniles regarding this anti-white assault that occurred on the Q53 bus on July 9th, there is one outstanding perpetrator. So apparently, it is now the case, despite the left's attempt at it not being the case, it is now the case that if you hit a white person while yelling hateful things against white people, they will consider it a hate crime in New York. Bravo, New York. I didn't expect this from you guys. The left has kept reminding us that racism equals discrimination plus prejudice plus power, and that given that white people have power, they cannot be the victim of racism. But it seems that even the New York Police Department thinks otherwise. WH sends a super chat again, $25. Thank you so much. He says, JF, my name is pronounced WH, like the beginning of the word what, three times. What? What? Maybe maybe it would be easier for me to do the Jared Taylor pronunciation of your name. What? 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 So thank you. What? 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 For your super chat, for your donation to the show. U.S. Attorney General General Merrick Garland says he is open to prosecuting President Trump. That's actually a abusive title. The Gateway Pundit is a very unstable outlet, sometimes reporting something solid, other times just exaggerating on where they find the justification for this. The thing is that Merrick Garland didn't say he would prosecute Trump or even mention that he's open to prosecuting Trump. He was answering to a question. The journalist was pushing him. He was saying, would you prosecute Trump now? Would you prosecute Trump during a midterm election? Would you prosecute Trump if he was a running presidential candidate for 2024? And Merrick Garland was simply answering, we will prosecute anyone who has committed a crime as part of January 6th. It's not so much targeted at Trump as far as his statement goes. It was just the journalist pushing in that direction. And his answer never mentioned Trump. His answer was, we will prosecute anyone. So that would include Trump, but that is certainly not an indication that he's getting prepared to prosecute Trump. Hundreds of pro-life people showed up at the Indiana State Capitol today to support banning abortions. Beautiful. So many people. It looks like we're going to get some anti-abortion laws in other places than the ones that were already there. It's beautiful to see, and it should be celebrated. Artemis E. It seems that Artemis E. had been sending me super chats a long time ago. I remember that name. But I don't know. Is it the same account? Is it the same guy on Odyssey? Anyways, glad to see you, Artemis. He sends $25. Thank you so much. He says, hey, JF, on dating websites, I only get approached by black, Asian, and brown women. All my exes are minorities. Never get any interest from whites. I have a house, good government job, car, good look, etc. It's so difficult to get their attention. Why? For your information, I love women from all races. Just wonder what's up. Wow, I've never seen that situation before, especially if you have house, if you have the looks, you have the money, it seems unexplainable to me. There's something wrong there. But I don't know. Are you hanging on the right websites? Because dating websites are extremely eclectic. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. I would recommend starting with a Christian dating website. Go toward Christian Mingles or something like this. There you're going to be starting with a base of mostly white people and white Christian females. Now, if you've been divorced, I think they reject people who have been divorced. It's so Christian that they don't welcome members who have been divorced. So hopefully you've not been divorced. But yeah, it's incomprehensible. Perhaps it's a mix of your positioning. What is your positioning in zip code terms? Because if you happen to be in a zip code where the white females are all liberal, that might explain it. Because then what happens is there are white females on this website, but they are interested in dating diverse because they're all extremely liberal. So you end up with zero white females interested in you. But it seems to me that the dating patterns of white females are very much still race-based. In other words, they are still very much ethnocentric. So I'm surprised that you experience this. I would try widening your search geographically and focusing your search in higher quality websites. Because if you are pulling only minorities, I would guess that it's because those minorities have been rejected from dating white men like you. And therefore, you end up being the only one that they can send a message to. Basically, you're getting the bottom of the dating ladder here. Now, I would certainly not reject the idea of for you dating an Asian. You should consider this if they contact you and they're interested. But I'm afraid that this is actually a red flag. The behavior that you observe is a red flag of a low-quality dating website that has attracted the sewers of the world, and you should get away from it. Because let me tell you, dating websites are dangerous, but not in the way most people think. When you think about dating website dangers, people think that there's going to be some murderer giving you a rendezvous and then killing you or raping you. That's maybe one danger of dating websites, but it's certainly not the biggest. The biggest danger of dating websites is that you have females who are objectifying males, who are just looking for an inseminator, and who will eventually divorce you as soon as they're pregnant, and they will run with the baby and get you in the family court if you want to see him. That is the big danger. It's that the females who end up so low in their own self-perception that they go to a dating website are females who will not have a high perception and a high respect for you either. Which is why you need to up the quality, the average quality of, and you do so by going to a more exclusive, perhaps even more costly dating website. Think luxury, I don't know how it works in the US, but in Canada, there were dating websites. Some of them were extremely low grade. It's like, even in their ads, they seemed dirty and crass. It was like, they used dirty words. And I was like, this is disgusting. But if you go for a Christian specialized website, you're going to find white women of quality. Consider also the people who have gone on this show, the owners of whitedate.net. But of course, what they were telling me is that there's not many white women on there. They have, of course, this problem of having too many males. But if you're willing to consider a larger geographical extent, whitedate, you might very well just find a cutie white female who will be already based, and it might work for you if you are somewhat rich in the sense that you have a house. You might have the means to fly her toward you if she's worth it. State of the US consumer, McDonald's customers trading down, buy value items as combos increasingly unaffordable. Very interesting. People are switching for the McDouble and the double cheeseburger. I'm probably part of this statistic, you know. I like the Big Mac, but sometimes I like if I give up the combo. I don't need the fries. I can bring my own Diet Pepsi. I mean, you're down to $2 or $3 and you got your burger. You just take a McDouble and that's all you need. And it's much more practical also to eat while driving. So, yes. interesting that there's an indicator. It's kind of an indicator of a depression happening. People are switching to the McDouble. Albuquerque police burned the child alive. Albuquerque police burned the child alive. Albuquerque police burned the child alive. So the in this news item, they're talking about a SWAT team that raids a house looking for an alleged robbery suspect, using nuisance flashbangs to get the suspect out, ignited and engulfed the home in flames. After the fire, police find the body of a 14-year-old boy who was not the suspect. Absolutely disgusting. These raids, why are we doing this? I think we should just declare the right of the home to be absolute. And if you want to get someone who's in a home for criminal prosecution, you're going to have to do a siege. But you don't get in there, ruin people's property, and end up doing all these errors that end up, in this case, killing someone. You killed an innocent teenager just because you used flashbang grenades for impressing the presumed criminal who wasn't there. Go away, says Jeff. These cops are rookies. They have nothing on my boys from Waco. They don't, indeed. Waco was another order of magnitude above this. Silver Spider says, you know you're doing good when you go and get not only one, but two Big Macs. Well, okay. But I don't recommend eating two Big Macs on the same day. Don't recommend at all. iHypocrite publishes two pictures. George Takei as a perfect response to right-wing grooming hysteria. And then we see an older article that says, original Star Trekker George Takei says he lost virginity to an attractive man at 13. Okay, so this guy is now combating the term groomer, but he got groomed himself. Is that your perfect response, George Takei? Unbelievable. I mean, we have people who were the victim of grooming, just like Milo. Same thing as Milo. People who were the victim of grooming advocating for it. Because it became so much part of their identity and caused who they became that they enjoy it. They want more children to get in that path. And now we can't even use the term groomer on Twitter. Groomer, again, I repeat, is not a hate speech term, despite what people are trying to say. Groomer is an accusation of another adult that they are overly influencing a child to the extent of driving them toward a wrong path in life. That's all that groomer means. Artemis E sends another super chat in response to my dating advice. He says, hey JF, yeah, I used to send a lot of super chats. Thanks for remembering. I had to reduce on that a bit due to projects I had to invest in. Was always lurking and listening though. And no, I'm not a Fed, just a low-level tech worker. Voted PPC. I'll try Christian websites. Good idea. Oh, well, if you voted PPC, that means you're in Canada. So I don't know if there's a Christian option in Canada, but definitely try to find one if there is. Or even if it's not explicitly Christian, just try to find high-level dating websites. Some of them you'll have to pay a little more to get get contacts, but try them and you'll see that they're less crass. You'll see that the people on there are higher value, and so that's the first thing. And White Date is an option, because White Date is international as far as I know. They are gathering nationalist women and men from across the world. All right, well, I do remember Artemis sending lots of super chats, and it's okay to stop. I'm totally fine when some people, they go on their own investment, they build their own life, because the best way I can remain a creator on this internet is if Artemis is doing good. I want Artemis to be rich. I want him to be successful. I want people like Forex Shark to make millions on their Bitcoin speculation, because I know that every time Forex Sharks makes $1 million, there's a good chance that I'm going to get a $50 from it, $100 from it. And so I absolutely want people to, at times, stop super chatting, concentrate on your life, become the richest you can, and I'm going to reap the benefits later. Tech giants are about to give a key signal on buybacks. That is the last news item for today. The importance of tech for this discussion is hard to exaggerate. Apple, Alphabet, Meta Platforms, and Microsoft accounted for 63% of the 10 biggest S&P 500 index share repurchases in the first quarter, data compiled by Bloomberg Show. Any hint they're stepping back will raise concern that U.S. companies are preparing for a recession. So yes, a lot will be determined around how much these companies are self-trusting to the point of self-trusting to the point of repurchasing themselves with their cash flow, because it cannot be forever, you know. At some point, these companies have to fail, like every company. But will Apple be a monopoly with Google, Alphabet, Microsoft? Will this be the big companies for the next 5 years? Or will it be the big companies for the next 50 years or 100 years? I don't know, but they have to go out at some point. And in the tech sector, there's so much rotation that I wouldn't be surprised that some of these giants will fall even short term. So buying themselves may not be a superb idea. Go Away says, pray for my frozen yogurt franchise, JF. Frozen yogurts are due for elimination. And this year is the year of the rake. Time to go home. Abolish all frozen yogurt shops. Those are shops that are designed to please to females. They are all like, oh my god, you can put everything in your frozen yogurt. Come, you can let your creativity be unleashed. Look, you have bananas, peanuts, little Skittles. Oh my god, that's original. You can put Skittles in your frozen yogurt. No, I'm never going to get engaged with this business. I call for the absolute abolition of the frozen yogurt. Serve your own yogurt. Serve your own vegan, icy crap type of shops. From now on, there's one place you can buy frozen yogurt. It's at Amazon, and Papa JF offers you 3 different flavors. He's going to make the recipe. You're not going to be able to add bananas and peanuts the way you want. Take that! Bye-bye. Before I close the show, people are speculating that my girlfriend would have cheated on me with my project initiator, with my boss. Where do you guys get this? I don't remember that any of my girlfriends ever cheated on me. I mean, my first wife drifted away from me, and I was kind of understanding that she was separating from me and went for some other guy at some point. And I could technically argue that she hadn't fully broken up with me, but it was very clear to me already. So I guess that's the closest I've ever been to being cheated on. But being cheated on by my girlfriend with my boss, that certainly never happened. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about here. Never happened. Thank you.